This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, the 2nd of May 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As evening sets in across Israel, skies remain mostly clear with a gentle breeze in Tel Aviv. Jerusalem is experiencing a mild night while Haifa enjoys cooler temperatures. Stay comfortable if you're venturing out. Here are today's headlines. First, Israel Hayom reports just in that Hamas states disarmament will only occur within the framework of establishing a Palestinian state. Also, earlier today, the Israeli Foreign Ministry debunked widespread Hezbollah misinformation, as reported by JNS. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights that the IDF killed Hezbollah terrorists in southern Lebanon earlier today, targeting terror infrastructure. Separately, I-24 News notes that the war could resume following Trump's rejection of the latest proposal, according to an IRGC general. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports an attack on a nun in Jerusalem has sparked outcry amid rising tensions with Christians. Reaction has been swift on social media. Streetwise, a conflict analysis account, wrote just minutes ago that Hamas refuses to link its disarmament to IDF withdrawal or the Gaza Strip's reconstruction. From IL Red Alert, a real-time missile alert tracker, Tehran has reportedly briefed foreign ambassadors on a peace proposal, urging the U.S. to choose diplomacy over confrontation. Meanwhile, the IDF posted just minutes ago that the Israeli Air Force struck and dismantled a launcher ready to fire in southern Lebanon. Here's more context. Starting with Hamas, as reported by Israel Hayom, their stance on disarmament ties closely to broader Palestinian statehood discussions. This complicates negotiations and adds pressure on international mediators seeking a resolution. The situation remains tense as talks continue. Turning to Hezbollah, the Israeli Foreign Ministry's efforts to counter misinformation highlight ongoing tensions in Lebanon. According to JNS, this misinformation campaign undermines Lebanese interests and complicates regional stability efforts. The focus remains on preventing escalation. Meanwhile, the IDF's actions in southern Lebanon, covered by the Jerusalem Post, follow Hezbollah's rocket launches into open areas earlier today. This marks a significant military response by Israel, aiming to deter future attacks and maintain security at the border. Separately, I-24 News reports potential resumption of conflict after Trump rejected a proposal suggesting heightened tensions. This development underscores the fragile ceasefire and the intricate balance of regional power dynamics. Finally, JTA's report on the attack on a nun in Jerusalem highlights growing concerns over religious tensions. Hebrew University's statement reflects anxiety over rising hostility toward Christians, which could impact interfaith relations in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports Checkpoint stock has fallen to a two-year low as the CEO focuses on game-changing technology rather than large acquisitions. This reflects strategic shifts amid market challenges. Separately, Globes reveals that Mekorot is collaborating with NT Tau on nuclear fusion projects. They're exploring an R&D center to advance essential water and wastewater infrastructure, indicating innovation in critical sectors. And finally, Israel Hayom Business announces that starting tomorrow, reservists in Israel will receive financial grants. This move aims to provide financial relief and recognizes the contributions of reservists to national security. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 10:00 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.